So now we're at the time in our service where we can open the Word of God. So let's see what he has to say. So reach for a Bible. We're right in the middle. Have mine open to show you. And we're on page, can't read without my glasses, 708. It's Isaiah chapter 26. So that's page 708, Isaiah 26. We're in the Old Testament again. And we're starting at verse 1, page 708. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock. For he has humbled the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. The path of the righteous is level. You make level the way of the righteous. In the path of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for you. Your name and remembrance are the desire of our soul. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. If favour is shown to the wicked, he does not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he deals corruptly and does not see the majesty of the Lord. O Lord, your hand is lifted up, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be ashamed. Let the fire for your adversaries consume them. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us. You have done for us all our works. O Lord our God, other lords besides you have ruled over us, but your name alone we bring to remembrance. They are dead, they will not live. They are shades, they will not arise. To that end you have visited them with destruction and wiped out all remembrance of them. But you have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have enlarged the borders of the land. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Sarah, thank you for reading for us. Please do keep your Bibles open there. Isaiah 26 is where we're going to be for the next few minutes. And as we begin, let me lead us again in a short prayer. Lord Jesus, please help us to know that you are worth waiting for. Amen. Now, does anyone know what the world's longest race is? The longest running race? Okay, the world's longest running race. It's longer than a marathon, longer than a standard marathon. Yes? It's longer than 500 meters. It is. Yes? Triathlon, longer than a triathlon. Didn't quite hear that. It is very long. I looked it up the other day. Apparently, the longest certified foot race is the Self-Transcendence Race. It is 3,100 miles long. It is just running around one housing block in New York over and over and over again. 800-meter track, 3,100 miles. I imagine it is quite hard to keep going in that race. But perhaps we find ourselves asking, how do I keep going in the Christian life? How do I keep going trusting in Jesus? It's an important question, isn't it? Especially for some of us here at the beginning of a new year. How can we keep going? How can we ensure that we make it all the way to that glorious banquet we were thinking about last week, the adults here? Adults, we've been looking at this book of Isaiah in recent weeks, but I know children, you've been out in Ark in Sunday school, so it's really helpful to remember Isaiah is writing hundreds of years before Jesus was born. And God's people, they are facing just judgment. Enemies are going to attack them. But God gives them tremendous promises of forgiveness and a coming king who will rescue and rule God's people. They need to keep doing three things. They need to keep trusting in the Lord, they need to keep waiting in the Lord, and to keep hoping in the Lord. You see, Isaiah is looking forward. Can you see in verse 1, if you look down, page 708? Can you see when he's looking forward to? He's looking forward to a day, verse 1. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. A day of judgment, verses 5 and 6. A day of salvation, verse 1 again. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. So from Isaiah's day, it looks a little bit like this. Here is my one meta illustration. Okay, this is what it looks like from Isaiah's day. Let's see if this works. There we go. Brilliant. There we go. So from Isaiah's day, it is like looking at the end of a Toblerone. Okay, so all Isaiah can see is just a triangle. We get that? It kind of works, okay? So from Isaiah's day, this is his perspective on the day of the Lord. One event, one day of judgment and salvation. But from where we stand, it's a little bit like that. We can see the day is a bit longer. We see that there is a day when Jesus has come. Salvation has been won for us. He's ruling in power. But we also look forward to a day when he will return. So we get the one, Isaiah's day. We see one day, that day is a little bit longer from our perspective. And we are in that day. It's the same way into the city of salvation as it was in Isaiah's day. Just look at verse 2 again. I think we might have it on the screen. Nope. That's there. Where are we? Where are we going? There we go. Oh, no, we can ignore that. There we go. It's back again. Open the gates. Open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. God makes us righteous. He makes us right with him when we trust in Jesus. It's a gift. But then we'll want to live like Jesus. So we're in that day. How do we keep going? Three quick reminders from Isaiah 26. Firstly, verses 1 to 6. Is this going to work? I don't know why technology seems to hate me. Can we click on to the next one? Are we able to click on? It says, keep trusting the Lord. It says, keep trusting the Lord. There we go, verses 1 to 6. Trusting is the way into the city, and it's the way we keep on going. So verse 3, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed, is fixed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Now trust, it just means to rely, to depend, to believe someone, to believe what they say. So I need a volunteer. Benji, you going to be my volunteer? Excellent. Okay. Here is what you need to trust. Here is what you need to believe. If you stay in this square till the end of the second part of my talk, to the end, I will give you the 4.5 kilograms of Toblerone. Okay? You stay in that square, all of this is yours. Okay? You reckon you can do that? Maybe I'll just give you a little kind of reminder. There's something just to keep you going in the meantime. Okay? So all you need to do is just trust what I have said. You just need to trust. Might be worth saying, though, that my children can testify, I don't always do what I say. Sometimes I might tell my children I'll do something, but then the weather changes, we can't go out. Someone pops around, I get delayed. Sometimes I just forget. This is a bit of a disclaimer. None of us are completely reliable, but God is. And you see, we trust by remembering who God is. Can you remember how he's described? He's the rock of ages, an everlasting rock. God will never let us down. He can always be relied on. He is an everlasting source of salvation, security, and strength. There is no one more reliable than God. We can trust him forever. Now keep believing God. Keep trusting Jesus. And it's not a kind of grit your teeth kind of trusting. It's not believing unbelievable things. No, it's just like waiting for a person. It's longing to see God and to see him glorified. So secondly this morning, verses 7 to 11, keep waiting for the Lord. Keep waiting for the Lord. Again, we can just look at verse 7. It should be on the screen for us. The path of the righteous is level. You make level the way of the righteous. In the path of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for you. Your name in remembrance of the desire of your desire of our soul. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Now, just to help us get a sense of this kind of waiting, this yearning, this longing, I have hidden around the building four pictures of things that I think people most long for in life. So if you are 11 or under, see if you can find one of the four pictures. If you find one, don't find the others. Find one of them, and then you can bring it up the front. So four pictures, 11 or under, you can have a look. You can get out, you can go and look. Four pictures. If you find one, bring it up the front, and that would be a great help. Benji, how's it going waiting?
Fine.
You're okay? You're still okay? You're looking forward to the chocolate?
Very much.
You're very much looking forward to it? Can't wait for it? Just itching to get the chocolate? Just yearning to get it? Longing to get it? Yeah, you're not allergic to chocolate? Brilliant. Excellent. You happy to hold it up here for me? You're happy? Brilliant. So you can hold it out so everyone can see. There we go. Excellent. Well done. Excellent. Great. What have we got there? Brilliant. Good work. You've got a couple there. Two more. Are you happy to stay up here and hold that up so people can see? Brilliant, brilliant. One more. I hope I didn't hide it too well. Maybe at the back. Have we looked at the sound desk? Has anyone looked at the sound desk? We found that one over there. Oh, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, great. You can both hold it up for it. Excellent. What have we got here? Okay. Things that I think people most long for, they yearn for. Everyone else, you can grab a seat. Well done. Thank you so much for your help. Okay, so what have we got down the end? We've got Mr. Happy and Mr. Strong. I think people really long for health and happiness. It's what New Year's resolution's about, isn't it? Just wanting to be fitter, healthier, happier. They long for it. They yearn for it to be healthy and happy. And then what have we got here? Can you see what that is? It's a big bar of gold, isn't it? Well done. Thanks, Eliza. I reckon people long to be richer and have more money. People wouldn't play the lottery, would they, if they were content with what they have? But people yearn for more money, for wealth and comfort. Or can you work out what that is? Yeah, can you hold it up? There we go. Can we see that? In fact, yeah, brilliant, brilliant. People long for community and love. Who doesn't want to be and long to be loved by friends and family? And then finally, we've probably all seen that on our computers, we've got security. People long for security, for safety. Brilliant. Well done, guys. You've done a brilliant job. You can all grab a seat. Thank you so much. Let's give them a round of applause. All of those things, I think we can see them up on the screen if we click on. All of those things. Maybe they're not there. There they are. All of those things. Are good gifts from God. It's not necessarily wrong to look forward to them. But none of them will last. But looking forward to, longing for, yearning for Jesus' return, well, it'll never disappoint us. He is definitely coming back. And when he does, it will be brilliant for his people. We can just read some of those words in chapter 25 again. Brilliant for us. And we get to see Jesus receive the glory he deserves. So it's why waiting for the Christian means an eager longing, an excited yearning. But as we wait, it won't always be easy. Do you see verse 10? There will be others who don't or even won't trust God. If favor is shown to the wicked, he doesn't learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he deals corruptly and doesn't see the majesty of the Lord. Oh Lord, your hand is lifted up, but they don't see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be ashamed. Let the fire for your adversaries consume them. It can make it harder to wait, to look forward with longing, if lots of people around us don't trust in Jesus and don't go his way. So how's it going waiting for the chocolate?
Still all right.
Looking forward to it eagerly?
Probably not even going to get a quarter of it.
Okay, family might eat most of it. It can be hard. We could say it's all yours. It's all, you should share. But it would be a bit harder, wouldn't it, if you couldn't see it? You just have to kind of trust me that it's there. It's still definitely under there. It would be harder, wouldn't it, if you were surrounded by people who were not trusting in the chocolate. John, are you going to help me be the voice of verses 10 and 11?
Yes.
Poor Benji, he's trying to trust. He's trying to...
Yeah, don't bother, Benj. It's probably not even chocolate there. Like, it's Tom, it's probably dust.
Do you want it?
No, as in I'm encouraging you, just walk away. Just go.
But just that leave. Is us. This is not what Jono does in youth group. Thank you, Jono. It can be really hard at waiting if other people around us, verses 10 and 11, aren't trusting Jesus, aren't living for him. But we've still got to keep waiting. We've still got to keep waiting. Got a bit more to go. Craig, in fact, can we bring his chair here? Because we've got another song in a second. Is that going to be possible?
You can have this one.
There we go. So you've got to stay in the chair right to the end. There we go. You can stay in the chair. The rest of us, we're going to stand and we're going to sing another song before we see what else Isaiah has to say to us. So please stand. Waiting for things can be a little bit tough, can't it? Sometimes you don't like waiting. That was about 30 seconds, and I reckon most of us were feeling a little bit awkward. Sometimes people have to wait a really, really, really long time. Sometimes you have to give up good things that you might enjoy as we wait. We'll let you back on the guitar later. We're going to play a quick game now called Are We Nearly There Yet? Are We Nearly There Yet? Is it going to come up? I'm going to stop pressing that thing. Are we nearly there yet? Okay, here's what you've got to do. You've got to guess the right answer, and you can team up if you like. So maybe in your rows, twos, threes, with people you're sitting near. Are we able to get something on the screen? There we go. Brilliant. Are we nearly there yet? Okay, so you've got to guess the right answer. How long is the longest wait for a letter to be delivered in the UK? Okay, how long... The longest wait. Here, I'll give you four choices. 49 years, 69 years, 89 years, or 109 years. Okay? Twos and threes, in your rows. How long for the longest wait for a letter to arrive in the UK? 49, 69, 89, 109. Well done. Well done. Okay. Okay, choose an answer in your head. You don't need to tell me what it is. You don't need to put your hands up. Just choose an answer. You can just choose an answer. Stick on your answer, okay? You can give you give yourself a point if you got it right. According to official Guinness records, the longest time elapsed between a letter being posted and it being successfully delivered is 89 years. In 2008, Janet Barrett, a guest house owner in Weymouth, Dorset, received a letter, an RSVP to a Boxing Day party invitation. That was posted in 1919. Okay, next question. You'll see it there from the picture. Who had the longest wait for a win in Formula One? Craig, you've got to keep your voice down. Okay, here are your four options. Sergio Perez, Mark Webber, Jenson Button, or Nico Rosberg. Okay, back in your groups. Sergio Perez, Mark Webber, Jenson Button, Nico Rosberg. They did. Okay, choose one. Again, you can give yourself a point if you get it right. Craig, who did you think it was?
Sergio Perez.
Was Sergio Perez. Well done. Well done. He finally won in his 190th race, or at least his 190th start. Last one, here we go. What is the longest anyone has voluntarily held their breath? Okay, to the nearest minute, the longest anyone has voluntarily held their breath. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or 25 minutes. Okay, back in twos and threes. What is the longest someone has voluntarily held their breath? What did I say? 10, 15, 20, or 25? Okay, hopefully you've got a number. Got it in your head. On the 27th of March, 2021, Budimir Chobat broke the record for the longest time breath was held with a staggering time of 24 minutes, 37.36 seconds. That is long enough to watch an entire episode of The Simpsons. Anyone get three out of three right? Son, I don't believe any of my children. Sometimes you need to keep on keeping on. And looking forward to the end can help. So our final reminder this morning, verses 12 to 21, keep hoping in the Lord. Keep hoping in the Lord. You see, verse 12 tells us, it is God who does all the work. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us, for you have indeed done for us all our works. It's the same idea in verse 15. You have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have enlarged the borders of the land. So salvation, it is all God's work. We can't do it on our own. Jesus had to come. He had to die and rise again. Verse 18 says, we have accomplished no deliverance in the earth. The inhabitants of the world have not fallen. But what is it we're hoping for? What will God do? Can you see verse 19? Anyone spot? What are we hoping for? What are we looking forward to? You look down. Can anyone see verse 19? We might be put it on the screen. There we go. What are we looking forward to? Any answers? Yeah, life. We're looking forward to new life. You see, your dead shall live, their bodies shall rise. You who dwell in the dust, awake and sing for joy, for your dew is a dew of light, and the earth will give birth to the dead. Now, so you remember, we can show this, remember the Toblerone? Remember the Toblerone? We look back, don't we? We're in the day of the Lord. We look back to the day when Jesus died and rose again. We know death is defeated. And we look forward. We look forward to that day when we'll be given new bodies. We'll be with him forever, never to die again. But right now, we're in the middle. We're not all the way there yet. We're still looking forward. We're hoping confidently for new resurrection life. And Isaiah gives us just a little visual aid to finish. He looks back to a time when God's judgment and salvation come. Just listen, and you can read it on the screen, and see if you can think when he's talking about. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until the fury has passed by. For behold, the Lord is coming out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And the earth will disclose the blood shed on it and will no more cover its slain. Maybe these pictures will help us see what he's talking about. Can you see those pictures? Anyone see what those pictures are? Yeah, what's one of them? Still thinking, still, that's okay. Yeah, yeah.
Noah's Ark.
That's right, Noah's Ark, the flood. The flood and the Passover. God's judgment came and he saved his people as well. They had to hide themselves for a little while and they point us to the cross. God's day of judgment and salvation has come once when Jesus died on the cross. And it will come again when he returns. And in the meantime, in this day of the Lord, we keep going by trusting confidently in the Lord, by waiting eagerly for the Lord, and hoping steadfastly in the Lord. Now, you might be thinking, maybe you aren't, but maybe you are, aren't trusting and waiting and hoping awfully similar to each other? And you're right. It is really one big idea. Trusting, waiting, hoping, they're all three sides of the same thing, a bit like a Toblerone. Has three sides, but it's one thing. I said it was one big illustration. But just like Benji, he trusted me. He believed what I said, and he stayed sitting there very well. He waited eagerly, expectantly, and he hoped. He looked forward to what is in store. And I am at the end of my second talk. So I think now, well done. You have done well. You can carry that. It's quite heavy. Well done. You got that? As we close, let me pray that each one of us will be someone who keeps trusting, keeps waiting, and keeps hoping as we look forward to Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this wonderful reassurance in Isaiah 26. Thank you that salvation is all your work. You have done for us all our works. Thank you for this confidence we can have that your dead shall live, their bodies shall rise. And thank you that we can know that as we look back to Jesus' death and resurrection. Please would each one of us be someone who keeps trusting in him, keeps waiting for him and hoping in him. In his name and for your glory we pray. Amen.